Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Of course, you can also check us out on Facebook. You can send us a message on the Yearwood Performance text line, and that's 505-226-1442. 226-1442. Talking about Yearwood, I'm going to be out next week. Jim Costa is going to be in this seat. So save up your questions as you have for performance questions and everything with Yearwood Performance. But got to get right to it. I mean, such a busy calendar. How you doing this morning, RJ?
Doing excellent, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming out and covering us the interview with Robert Mason out at Indian Motorcycle in the middle of the week. We're going to be playing that in just a minute. But hanging out with the lead singer of Warrant.
Hey, it was a fun experience.
Was that
he
cool?
Couldn't be in a better attitude, and he wanted to ride motorcycles and talk to us and hang out. I mean, it was an awesome experience.
Yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal. All right, let's jump into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. What we got going on?
Yeah, so of course we're going to start out at the Albuquerque Dragway, which is doing their whole Memorial Day weekend, the Memorial Day Mayhem. So yesterday they had the Rods Outlaw 8.5 qualifying and combo races. So that was an amazing event that we had yesterday. But today we're going to go out actually today, May 25th, for the Rods Outlaw 8.5 bracket race, which is going to be open at noon and shows going from 4, 6, 8, 10, pretty much an all-night amazing event out there in Albuquerque.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the final round of qualifying is actually going to be at 4 o'clock, and then they actually go, they run the show cars 6, 8, and 10. And, of course, 10 o'clock will probably be the final, so you want to make sure that you make that. I was really surprised to see that Sandy Motor Speedway doesn't have anything on the clay track this weekend. It looks like they have a track day or something, though.
Yeah, track day is going to be on Sunday, which will be May 26th, from 8 to 4. So an all early rise kind of all-day event out there. But they have some good events going on the weekend after. So it's going to be June 1st. They have the Clay Oval Racing, which is their summer classic, starting at 6:30. And then the SWMS racing that whole weekend, the 1st and the 2nd of June.
Yeah, and that's road racing. You can get information on that, SWMS.org. As a matter of fact, if you are interested in learning how to drive a race car, they do have the opportunity for racing. They have a high-performance driving school, and then, you know, just driving instruction. If you want to learn how to drive on the road course, so SWMS.org for that. What's coming up with the motocross track?
Yeah, motocross had the Rider Run qualifiers before. They're kind of taking a little bit of a break, but they're going to be back next weekend for round four of the race day Moriarty Motocross Race Series. So it's going to be June 1st to practice, and June 2nd will be their race day.
Well, of course, and when we talk about so much about Yearwood Performance, I mean, since 1968, it's been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. I mean, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, accessories, and the largest selection of hoses and fitting. And, of course, Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in 5-gallon cans. Convenient, safe containers. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. And you can check them out, yearwoodperformance.com. Buy like local, save time, and save money. And, of course, Albuquerque Dragway with the rods that are going on later tonight, when we invite you to come out. Of course, you got drivers, a couple drivers from Albuquerque. You got Mike Chambers with a 68 Firebird, 325 cubic inch twin turbo. Art Cordova out of Santa Fe, 63 Corvette, 781 cubic inches with nitrous. He's actually the defending Rods champion, has won three since 2013. Denver Davidson out of Durango, Colorado, 68 Camaro, 700 cc's in nitrous. Manny Grado Jr. out of Deming, New Mexico, 98 Camaro, 548 cubic inches with a twin turbo. And then you've got Edward Jacquez that's coming out of Los Alamos, 63 Corvette. Gordy King Jr. out of Alamogordo. Mike LeBay in his 68 Firebird out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. 2017 Rod Champion. And Robert Malone is going to be out there. So quite a show. You definitely want to come check it out, as well as, of course, you're going to have your regular bracket race. McKinney Motor Company Super Pro points leader right now. Angelo Sanchez, New Signs and Graphics Pro. Points leader Mike Stewart, the Seduction Sportsman Harley Bull is your points leader right now, and the Torco Race Fuels Junior Dragster Patrick Miller is still your points leader there. So a lot of great things going on. I want to give a little love to Sandia. Last week's winner in the Cruisers and the Hornets was Bobby Sandy over Susanna Bonesteel. Street Stocks Cameron Martin over Dylan Tanner. Mini Sprints, Bree Fanchetti, and over Randy Turner, A-Mods, Tyrone Yazzie, over Daryl Meek. And I remember Daryl. Daryl was like Rookie of the Year back 2003. I thought I was going to get it, but he beat me out. But anyway, no animosity there. Non-wing sprints, Josh Grady getting that done over Randy Smith. So, of course, you could check out racesandia.com for schedules. Outlaw Desert Racing got a lot of stuff going on. Next race is actually July 27th. They got some other events as well, but what do we got going on in the car show scene?
Yeah, we got some good car shows coming out here. So starting off at Albuquerque, it's going to be today the second annual Fast and the Fuzz, which also a great show name or nicknames for us. I don't know about that.
Absolutely.
It's going to be at 5408 2nd Street Northwest in Albuquerque. It's going to be a 9 to 11:30 a.m. event, keeping the scene positive and raffles to benefit young chaplains and prizes sponsored by New Mexico Desert Kings.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I don't know. We should go over there and get some love. You know, I mean, because I mean, both of us have been, you know, caught in that speed trap, you know, coming up the hill. So everybody watch out for that up on 528. What else we got going on?
Yeah, so we got the Mustang Club of America Regional Car Show, which is going to be a 2-day event today and tomorrow at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel in Albuquerque, and it's open to all four. So kind of a little specific niche, but hey, great event that's going on.
Well, and of course, we had Reggie on last week talking about the Deck of Cards card show. And of course, oh, what a neat idea. I mean, 52 cards, 52 winners. And of course, I was all confused about, are we talking about cars or cards? So there's a way to incorporate both of them. Of course, Route 66 Casino, I-40 west of Albuquerque, going on today and tomorrow. And of course, I hear that Yearwood, that Jim Costa is going to have his Impala out there. So if you haven't seen that, that's a pretty impressive car. What else we got going on?
Yeah, so Sunday we're going to have the FCOCC Just for Fun Car Show, which is going to be at the Berg Park out in Farmington. So there's going to be car shows. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, y'all. It's going to be all around Albuquerque.
So that's Berg, B-E-R-G, not Bird. Because I was thinking, where's the Bird Park there? So awesome.
And then also on Memorial Day itself, so May 27th, it's the All Ford Car Show and Picnic. Not the one at the Marriott Hotel. There's actually going to be one in Los Ranchos, the Village Hall, in Rio Grande and Los Ranchos, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's a volunteer fire department. That's just north of Chavez Road, if you know where that is. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to play the interview we did with Robert Mason, lead singer for Warrant, on the other side. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply, AJ Foyt Racing. Me está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 de Team.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2019 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 56 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2019 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman, and Junior Dragsters. The 2019 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. Our spring season has been our biggest yet. For years, I-9 Sports has been bringing fun and convenient sports leagues to Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. And now, for the first time ever, we are offering multi-sport summer camps, the perfect platform for your child to experience different sports. 6 camps, 3 locations, and top-notch instruction. Only 60 spots open per camp, so register your camper now at i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com. And don't forget about our summer leagues. Registration is now open. Home of the multi-sport athlete, I-9, fostering the love of the game.
Due to strong sales the last few months, we've earned almost 600 new Toyotas available at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. With factory incentives of up to $4,000, including loyalty cash, along with dealer savings of $3,500, that's a total of up to $7,500 off MSRP. Plus, there are Uber, college grad, and military rebates available. Visit us or go to toyotaabq.com for all the details. It's the best time to get a new vehicle at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Get ready for WWE Live, Friday night, May 31st at Santa Ana Star Center.
The big dog is back!
Roman Reigns joins Seth Rollins.
Time to go burn it down, but in a different way.
And honorary Shield member Braun Strowman.
They're gonna get these hands!
To face Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and the almighty Bobby Lashley, and much more. Great seats available now at the box office and SantaAnaStarCenter.com.
Staging is key when selling Albuquerque real estate. Karsten and Associates and their style professionals will make your home selling experience second to none. 95% of staged homes sell in 11 days or less. Call 750-7627 for your no-obligation consultation today.
Attention! Right now, take advantage of contractors' pricing to the public at JPR Decorative Gravel and a May blowout special on Pueblo Rose. It's a huge Memorial Day sale going on right now through May 30th. Visit jprgravelnm.com and find a location closest to you.
Hi, golfing friends. We're here to tell you about the 51st year anniversary membership special at Tierra del Sol Golf Club in Rio Communities, New Mexico. For only $49 a year, yes, $49, that is correct, get a 3-year anniversary membership at Tierra del Sol Golf Club and enjoy unlimited golf from Monday through Sunday. You must call Tierra del Sol Golf Club today and take advantage of unlimited golf for a year for just $49. Call 505-864-1000. That's 505-864-1000.
Unfortunate fire, flood, or mold in your home or business? Call the experts. That's right, the water extraction experts. Whether it's your home or business and you need a quick response, think locally owned water extraction experts. Their promise to you is to provide service within the hour and to restore your home or business to new immediately. Water extraction experts are 5-star preferred per Google and Yelp. Why call anyone else? Unfortunate flood, fire, or mold? It's water extraction experts to the rescue. They'll be there for you, your family, and your home or business. WaterExtractionExperts.com.
Hey, Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is Robert Mason, lead singer for the band Warrant. You are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And have a great opportunity to sit down with Robert Mason, lead singer of Warrant. How you doing, man?
Very well. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. So what brings you to Albuquerque?
It's a beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico afternoon. And our band is playing a show, Red River, at the Red River Rally on Friday night.
Fantastic.
But I figured I would just fly out a couple days early because I'm an Indian Motorcycles fan and a motorcycle and motorsports and muscle cars and every kind of fan in the world of everything mechanical with little parts that I can take apart and hopefully put back together the right way.
That's fantastic.
And this is such a great company. These people are really cool. This particular dealership invited me out to do a little press and a little meet and greet out here at the dealership, and I'm going to go steal one of those FTR 1200s and go take it for a spin, too, as well. So
I am so jealous. Of course, built off the platform. I mean, they got back into flat track racing a couple years ago.
Oh, and just completely
dominated.
Lunch, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. Tell me, what was your first Indian motorcycle?
It's weird. I just recently purchased a 2018 Scout Bobber.
Oh, wow.
Everything I like. I've had touring bikes in the past. I've had Harleys. I've got an old vintage CB750 that's kind of like a half a cafe bike that I throw around.
Cafe racer, cool.
Yeah, in the mountains in Arizona. But I love the brand. I had a neighbor's dad who had an old Indian.
Okay.
Way back, I'm talking back in, I grew up in New York and New Jersey. So,
awesome.
So this is when your riding season was really short.
Yeah, I was going to say.
When you took it out, you rebuilt it during the winter, you took it out in the summer from those, the top 10 best days of summer and rode.
Right.
But I guess I was either on the back of or borrowing, using air quotes, i.e. stealing somebody's motorcycle for a while. Which is something that having a motorcycle was something my parents were vehemently against.
Absolutely.
But we all had dirt bikes and all had, go-karts back in the day and little mini bikes when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
I remember riding around on little old Honda 50s. Remember those little things?
Oh, yeah.
Like YZ80s, and then you graduate up to the next big thing.
Oh, the YZ250 was my bike. And of course, my first motorcycle was a 50cc Indian motorcycle. My dad got me for... working around the house and
that's
got to
really
ride
cool.
ride with him, but he had a 125 Can-Am, and so we would kind of go out in the mountains and the desert here and stuff and ride. But from New York, upstate New York, from the Big Apple,
the Bronx. Yeah, my parents moved us out to the suburbs. I went to high school and college in New Jersey.
Get away from the riffraff and rock and roll, right?
And I ended up going right back into Manhattan and wanting to be in a rock band. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about how you hooked up with Warrant.
I was in a band called Lynch Mob. We were all friends. My band opened for Warrant in arenas in 91, 92.
Okay.
So after that, friendship was solidified. It just, took a few years for me to become the right guy at the right time.
Right.
And so, that was in September of 09.
September of 09.
Yeah.
And do you guys play quite a lot still? I mean, I know you come and play in Red River, which
it's
is awesome.
Probably 50 or more shows a year on average for the past 10, 11 years.
What a week. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's fly dates now. It's no more buses.
Ah.
So I get on a plane just like I did this morning.
Do you miss the bus some?
I actually really took to being on the tour bus.
Right.
But I was a much younger person.
Right.
So,
and
maybe that's a young
family
man's
and
game.
And stuff.
Yeah, totally. But, dude, getting in your shelf, if you trusted your bus driver, after you play your show, you're exhausted, you have, dinner and a drink or whatever, and then, get up in your little, if anybody's ever been on a tour bus, either a 6 or a 12 or 8 bunk bus, they're like little shelves. You feel like you're on a submarine.
Yeah.
You all travel together, so it's... the camaraderie or lack thereof is there too.
Yeah.
So it's good, great memories actually.
Who was your musical inspiration? What got you started? I mean, Led Zeppelin. Back to Elvis, the Beatles.
My dad sang a little bit, so I was in a musical household. I was singing before I knew what harmony was. I was doing it.
Right.
My first instrument was piano when I was a little kid. Taught myself guitar as much, just to write songs and be in cover bands at first and then original bands. Then I left college one day. I thought, well, this is dumb. I don't want to be an attorney. I don't want to do this. I'm English and journalism major in college, and I just said, nah, I'm going to grow my hair even longer and go be in a rock band.
Yeah. So with your journalism background, you do some writing. You write some songs as well.
All the time. Always have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing about being a journalist is being a storyteller.
Of course.
Love telling stories in the magazine.
When, why, where, and how.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's always the backstory. We were talking earlier about kind of the behind the music. MTV. And so what was it like to be with the verge of MTV and all of that? Bringing the music world together.
MTV was a weird beast. I came in towards the middle of it or so, that they the real big heyday. It changed everything.
Right.
I think in some ways, you know, you had the people. I'm never bitter about anything. I'm not a looking back bitter guy ever, because everything could have gone, you know, one way or the other, dependent upon the work you put in and fate and happenstance. And, you know, it's kind of like getting struck by lightning on the head, having a hit record. I mean, everybody writes great songs, and, you know, there are a lot of really talented musicians out there, but having something that resonates with people is, there's a little mystery and alchemy to it that I may not fully even understand to this day.
Right.
But it was a fun time, man. You know, I remember reading liner notes and being a kid and trying to figure out who the producer was and where it was recorded and what everybody's publishing company was called and then who wrote the songs and all that kind of stuff. I was a voracious reader of books and liner notes of albums when I was a little kid. So for me, Do you surely remember a time as well when you had to wait for Saturday Night Live or Midnight Special or for that band to come to your town?
Austin City Limits.
Do you even know what they really look like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, I have the East Coast perspective. Right, I've got the New Yorkers.
Right.
Totally. But Don Kirshner's rock concert or going to see like Kiss of the Garden or going to see Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Now, with it, you know, with when MTV and all the videos came in, everybody's talked about this, but so many of your questions were answered, and then videos were played out like little soap operas, or narratives, or plays, and or if they didn't really have much going on, some video director's vision of what, you know, they think should be happening with sparks and scantily clad models or whatever.
Right.
And sometimes it didn't fit the music at all, and sometimes obviously it did, but that answered so many questions in your mind. I much more liked the mystery of, what do they look like? What's this song about to me?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having somebody tell me what the song's about in a visual format. So in a way, it's not like I'm lamenting MTV at all.
Right.
But it did take that away to a certain extent.
Well, and I mean, I guess you could throw back to Kiss, right? I mean, you didn't know what it looked like under the
exactly.
You know, under the makeup. Yeah, you know, and I mean, it was pretty interesting. But I kind of look at the rock bands that stay together. Yeah, I mean, in different reiterations, you know, but the fans that love the music is a lot like Indian Motorcycle. I mean, Indian Motorcycle was one of the first, got it started. And then when they came back true to their brand, right?
You They've know,
and rock
and
roll, you guys
job.
Are true to rock and roll.
Well, we're just an American rock band.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Anybody who knows the history knows what's going on. I'm lucky enough to have, you know, joined up with a bunch of guys 11 years ago or so that were all in the same headspace, and we're all grown-ups, but we still love playing for people.
Right.
Live performance is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
Being on my side of a mic and having people on the other side, it's like the best job in the world for me. But in saying so, though, I think Indian Motorcycle does a great job of having a reliable product that's well-built but still taps into all that nostalgia without being hokey.
Right.
Like, it still feels real. And it's an American motorcycle company.
Exactly.
You know, some American motorcycle companies can't even say that.
Absolutely.
You know, so I know that they did it right. That's what brought me to the brand.
Yeah.
I went out looking. I've ridden a bunch of bikes. I've owned Harleys. I have two.
Right.
I've got that old Honda
right.
that I still cruise around with, but I bought this 2018 Bobber, and I just love the damn thing.
Well, I think that because I'm more a scout man too, and I think that one
I'm a
thing
little
is,
guy, so
it looks I'm not as little as you.
I want to go fast. I want everything on my bike to be light and go fast. I do love touring bikes, but you know.
Yeah. Well, and what I like about it is it's a little more stripped down, and I think it's true to that little 50cc had. But how would people follow you? I mean, are you on social media? You do that stuff? Or
Warrant Rocks is on all social media. Mine is Robert Mason Vox, V-O-X.
V-O-X, okay.
That's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the other usual suspects as far as that goes. You can find our band. Anybody, you know, anybody with a smartphone or the internet knows where we're playing, too. So, you know, it's the thing I embrace all the social media stuff as much as the next guy, so to speak, maybe my age, but I still love the real experience of having a live show and having people show up.
Right.
And if you're at all on the fence, come see a Warrant show. Let me convince you. Like, that's my job.
Awesome.
You know.
And you guys are going to be playing from 6 to 9 on Friday up in Red River. There's an opportunity for tickets at red-river-nm.com. Still tickets available. And, of course, you're going to have the drawing, that 2019 Indian Dark Horse $10 raffle tickets that are also available there. And the benefits, the National Veterans Wellness and Healing. So, I mean, what a great organization.
I just threw a leg over that bike. That bike was just...
Is that one yours?
No. That's right there. That's the one that's right there in the showroom in the dealership right now.
Yeah. Well, and you can go by the dealership and get some tickets as well. Hey, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed doing it. And we'll hope to get opportunities like that. And, of course, that's just another thing that you could do this weekend. Roll up to Red River and check it out. Of course, Warrant played last night. Lita Ford is playing tonight. So you can go up there and get your heavy metal fix. We got a whole lot more coming up, including... Did you know that the Indy 500 is coming up and the Coke 600 as well as the Monaco Grand Prix? We're going to be talking about those on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
This is Ryan Newman. You are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Jim Villanucci here. Are you looking for a job? Maybe you're frustrated with the process? Well, here's an idea. Contact Manpower. They've been serving the Albuquerque area since the 70s, and their staffing managers all have at least 10 years' experience. Let their expertise help you. Right now, there are openings in engineering, IT, accounting, production manufacturing, office admin, and more. Don't just get a job. Get on track. Stop by Manpower. No appointment necessary. 4100 Osuna Northeast, or call 998-6200. That's 998-6200 for Manpower.
Joe O'Neill from my friends at Bullseye Golf. Whether you're a beginner or scratch player, there's only one place to go for your golf needs, Bullseye Golf. They're locally owned and operated and named Golf Digest Top 100 Club Fitter the last 8 years. Bullseye uses TrackMan technology and can help everyone with their club fitting needs, from beginner to scratch player. Bullseye also has the largest selection of clubs, bags, shoes, and golf accessories in the state. Bullseye Golf, celebrating 43 years in the Hoffmantown Shopping Center.
Are you sick and tired of the crime in this community? I know that I am. My name is Aaron Jones, and I'm the president and founder of IPS. International Protective Service was started over 12 years ago right here in Albuquerque with the sole purpose of providing the citizens of this community an armed security company that they could trust to take care of their family, their home, and their business. We respond to calls for service just like the police. We respond to your alarms quickly, and we catch bad guys. We even check your house when you're on vacation. Give IPS a call today at 897-2420 or on the web at ipsglobal.com.
Summertime and the backyard living is easy when you have a new Cal Spa and a Cal Flame Outdoor Barbecue Kitchen. For a limited time, Dream Style Remodeling is offering quality Cal Spa starting at just $4,999. That means you could also get a Cal Flame Outdoor Grill or Kitchen, and we'll take 20% off. Easy financing, too. Hurry in and see these Dream Style backyard specials. Cal Spa's Cal Flame Barbecue Kitchens, only at Dream Style Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, across from Sam's Club.
Hi, this is David Dominguez, Vice President and GM for ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Anyone who knows me knows I'm passionate about working out. It's a stress reliever and energy booster. I'm selective about where I work out, and sports and wellness is my home gym. The staff is friendly, encouraging, and the environment is welcoming. The equipment is state-of-the-art, and I can power lift, row, run, push sleds, Olympic lift, or I can relax in the indoor or outdoor pool with family, or play basketball or racquetball with friends. Oh, and the locker rooms are the best in the city. Trust me, you're going to love sports and wellness.
Oxford Wealth Advisors is a team of highly trained financial professionals who want to help you remove the worry about living your money in retirement. Oxford Wealth Advisors utilizes a simple but powerful concept of financial buckets, laddering your assets in five-year increments with the goal of replenishment. Get a clearer picture of your retirement and when you can expect your next paycheck. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to set up your free consultation today. 891-9800. That's 891-9800.
Bonjour Albuquerque, c'est Simon Pagenaud. Je suis le pilote de la voiture numéro 22 en IndyCar Penske Chevrolet. Vous écoutez New Mexico Motorsport Support avec David Schwab sur ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, of course, that's pole sitter Simon Pagino coming up for the Indy 500. So let's just head right on out to Indianapolis Motor Speedway and catch up with John Haverland. How you doing out there, man?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. So I got to ask, how's the weather holding up?
It's actually been pretty good so far. So yesterday when I got to the track, I got there around 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was downpouring. There was thunder and lightning, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go. But it did clear up. Everything pretty much went as scheduled yesterday. So far, the weather's pretty good. They are expecting some rain, maybe some thunder later this afternoon, which could literally rain on the parade for the Indy 500. But hopefully that holds off as well. So far, we've had pretty decent luck. Just you got to be cautiously optimistic, I think.
So talk a little bit about Carb Day yesterday. Tony Kanaan found some speed, and of course Santino Ferrucci with the second fastest car. It was kind of neat. I mean, because Takuma Sato, last year's winner, of course, showing some speed, but some different names at the top of the list.
Yeah, so basically this is your last chance to tune up your car and make it ready for the race. Tony Kanaan came into the press conference room yesterday, and he was happy to have a fast car, but he also didn't really imply that this is like, okay, we got to win this race now. It's just kind of like, yeah, we're looking good. We're not completely happy yet, but, we're not completely unsatisfied either. It's kind of, I guess, a little bit of an emotionless presser with him, but, he's a former race winner, and he knows what matters and what doesn't matter going into the 500.
Absolutely. Even though he's known for having a lot of energy and a lot of passion, he must have his game face on already. Talk about, probably the biggest story goes back to qualifying and having Fernando Alonso not to be able to get it done, and young racing driver Kyle Kaiser knocking him off a chance to compete in the Indy 500.
Yeah, this is definitely that, it's cliche, but it's definitely the David versus Goliath type deal, because McLaren, this program that has essentially unlimited, funding, fails to make this race, and the driver and team that knocks him out is Kyle Kaiser and Juncos Racing, which, for all intents and purposes, they kind of had no purpose, or not no purpose, but no business being there at all. Like, they lost two major sponsors 2 weeks ago. Kyle Kaiser wasn't even sure if he was going to be the driver until less than a month ago. He crashed the car in practice, I think it was on last Thursday, and they kind of just put together like this Frankenstein piece, and it just happened to be, I think it was 19 thousandths of a second faster than Alonso in qualifying, and that was enough to put him in the show.
Well, but you think about the other side, the deep pockets the McLaren has, the name. I mean, and to be upstaged. I mean, I think that Kyle Kaiser, I think their team, that's a Junco Racing, I think that's a fantastic story. But the bigger story has got to be, what's the deal with McLaren? And, really, we got to talk about what's the deal with Fernando Alonso. He's up, he's down. He's fairly inconsistent. Two-time world champ. The guy knows how to drive. But what's the deal with that story? Let's don't waste a bunch of time on that. When I think that the two of the drivers that got to have the most pressure on them are both Penske drivers. Simon Pagenaud, you could see the emotion of getting it done and getting the pole, and your points leader Joseph Newgarden. Both of those guys. Basically Penske's there to win. He's got 17, looking for 18. Are we going to see another Penske driver win this race?
I do think it will be a Chevrolet car. I don't know if I would say Dupinsky. Penske, obviously, Pagenaud qualified on the pole. Will Powers in sixth. Newgarden, I think, is eighth, I believe. And then you also got the Ed Carpenter cars. I mean, those three Chevys, two of them are on the front row next to Pagenaud. And then you have Ed Jones, who qualified fourth, and he's on the inside of row two. So the Chevys seem to have the advantage so far. But, I mean, like, how are you going to count out Alexander Rossi and Andretti Autosport, you know?
Right.
Or Colton Herta, who qualified fifth. You know, he's been a rookie sensation. He obviously had the win in Austin a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you other than it's going to be, you just kind of have to race it out and see.
So what are the chances that Helio Castroneves could actually win a fourth?
I don't know. I think he feels as sharp as ever. He's still racing full-time, even if it's not an IndyCar. He's obviously been with Penske's IMSA program, and he did race at the Grand Prix of Indy 2 weeks ago, so
right.
I don't know if that helps at all going into the 500, but, I mean, at least he maybe got a little bit readjusted getting back into an open-wheel car. I think if he were to win a fourth, that would be a pretty tremendous story. That would just be a tremendous story for the series, and I think it would be a tremendous story for anyone that's a Castroneves fan as well.
Absolutely. So how are we going to be able to follow you this weekend?
Yeah, so I'll be posting content on the New Mexico Motorsports Report website, nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at John Haverland. And, that's where you can find all my stuff.
Any particular angle that you're looking at this weekend? Is a story that you kind of got in your back pocket?
You know, I was kind of thinking about why the rookies are so good this year. You look at Colton Herta. You look at Santino Ferrucci, who's about to race his first oval. Guys like that, like, they've kind of, you know, shocked people, but in a positive way. So what is it about them that they're able to contend with the veterans? Is it that the series is that close and that competitive? Is it something else? Is it they have a veteran leadership and with their engineering teams? I think it's a fascinating thing, and I think it makes IndyCar's future look bright as well.
I would be curious because I know IndyCar is really reworking their place in motorsports. But I almost wonder if simulation, iRacing, esports, anything of that has something to do with their ability to get in and compete so quickly. Is the simulation training, coming into play here?
I don't know, because I've never been an iRacer and I've never been a sim car. But I do think that there is something to it. I think, you know, you're sitting in, like, the cockpit, and you're looking at the screen. And I feel like if I were a driver, the thing that I would probably take away the most is, as I'm driving into a corner, when this doesn't matter if it's on an oval or if it's on a road course, I want to know, like, where my braking points are and what gear I should be in. I feel like very technical things like that can be helpful. But I also feel like there's no substitute to actually being in the race car, moving fast and feeling the G-forces. I don't think there's any substitute for that, but I do think sim racing helps with braking points and gear changes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, sim racing and basically your prep has got to be one of the major factors. You've got a little bit more before you get to the track, because you're absolutely right. I mean, seat time, I mean, as an old school racer, you know, I mean, I've never done any sim racing. I mean, it's all the feel from the seat of the pants, so I'm real curious about that. But thank you for coming on. I look forward to that article, because I have a bunch of questions myself, so that sounds fantastic. And, of course, you got to enjoy the 500 and all the spectacle that goes along with it. So thank you for coming on this morning, John, and I wish you luck this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dave, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right. So that was John Haverland. Of course, you can check him out on nmmotorsportsreport.com. We got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some Coke 600. And actually, we're going to take a betting line on who would win in a fight between Clint Bowyer and Ryan Newman. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
1017, the team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio. 1017, the team.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is, the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700, that's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Hi, Coach Bradbury here with a message from my friends at Clark's Pet Emporium. Clark's reminds you that the temperature in your car may be as much as 20 degrees more than outside. 85 degrees outside could reach 102 to 120 degrees inside. Please, don't leave your pets in the car. For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite weekly stop. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Visit clarkspets.com.
Let your golf game soar at Isleta Golf Club. It's the Southwest's premier golfing destination. Annual memberships, range golf memberships are available, and enjoy twilight and sundown rates as well. June 4th is Women's Golf Day at Isleta Golf Club. Women can play for $40 before 3 and only $20 after 3. Each paid green fee has a chance for great prizes. It's Women's Golf Day, June 4th, and great golf all the time at Isleta Golf Club. Call 848-1900 or book your tee time online at isleta.com.
College degrees are a major investment, and at New Mexico Tech, that investment really pays off. PayScale ranks Tech in the top 10 among nearly 1,000 public universities nationally on return on investment. For more information, visit nmt.edu.
This is Luis Valdovinos, owner of Last Call Baja Mexican Eatery. Come to any of our three Albuquerque locations, including our new Westside location in Riverside Plaza. Enjoy freshly made Baja cuisine, from carne asada fries to our beer-battered fish tacos. Taste the love, love the taste. Last Call.
Hey, Leonard, guess what?
What's that, Sugar Plum?
Calibers is offering a summer membership for only $99.
Huh?
And with every membership purchase, you'll receive $25 towards the classic Calibers, $25 to Los Pinos Fly Shop, $25 off your Osteo Strong membership, and $25 off the Daily Grind Cafe after 5 p.m.
I spend $99 for a summer membership at Calibers, and I get $100 credit towards Calibers and other merchants at Calibers Center on Cutler?
Leonard, you're quick. Offer good during May only.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque. Here is David.
All right, that liner was Coach Joe Gibbs, the team owner, NASCAR team owner for cars, and going into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. But I want to give you a quick programming note. Coming up 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., got the team high school show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. 6:30, we're going to have NBA Bucks versus Raptors on Sunday. 11:30 a.m., Major League Baseball with Dodgers versus Pirates. All right, Coke 600 going to be happening tomorrow. And joining us now is Matt Corson. How you doing, Matt?
Good morning, David. It is hot out here in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Let me tell you.
Well, hot and humid. I mean, wow. Definitely got a lot of that going on. Hey, thank you for taking a few minutes. I know you're on double duty with Greg Galding, and so we really appreciate you taking some time. Let's talk a little Coke 600. Qualifying kind of surprised me being a little bit early, but the youngest driver, you've got William Byron on the pole for the 600. Are we going to see a little bit more dominance out of Hendrick in this race?
You know, David, that's a really great question. I think William Byron really made a testament of how much Hendrick Motorsports has improved over the last couple of weeks of the season. Hendrick, they've had three cars or so in the top ten consistently the last couple of weeks since about the Texas race weekend. Yeah, Byron, though, wow, that's really awesome for that team. No, they really needed a good run in that 24 car.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the All-Star race, because Larson, I think it was just a fantastic way that they did it with Larson actually making it in on the open and then going on to win the race. I thought it was very engaging. Of course, a lot of emotion that you wind up with Clint Bowyer and Ryan Newman getting in a little, and I would say it was more that Clint Bowyer trying to punch Ryan Newman's helmet than it probably was anything. But what did you think of the different things that they tried with the All-Star race and seeing Larson's victory?
Yeah, so I think it, like you said, Dave, I think it's really, really, really cool to see Larson advance from B main to A main, if you will, and that's
exactly
the terms that he put it in. And I think that was a really cool, really good for the sport to have that happen, because he took an all-star victory away from drivers like Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson, people that have had a lot of history in that all-star race. And for Kyle Larson, who hasn't won in, I think it's like 80-something races,
yeah,
that statistic just astounds me. You know, I mean, if you look at the performance of Chip Ganassi Racing and Kurt Busch and Kyle Larson, you think they would have won at least last year or the year before that, but not yet. So I think that All-Star victory for Kyle Larson gave a lot of momentum on their team, and it'll be really interesting to see if that that momentum holds into tomorrow's race, which is the longest race of the season.
Long race, and it sounds like it's fitness is going to play a big part because of the heat and the humidity. We got Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Clint Bowyer, Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola. All those guys that are in on points but don't have victories. Almirola, of course, on the outside of the front row. Are we going to see potentially Stuart Haas Racing finally get a victory coming out of Charlotte?
You know, Dave, I really don't think so. I think you're just going to continue to see that Joe Gibbs Racing and Team Penske, I think you're just going to see them continue to dominate the schedule. I mean, Stuart Haas, they have a lot of I think they're catching up to the other teams, because, you know, I mean, you got the West Coast wing. The teams don't even have a chance to really work on those cars because they're on the West Coast for 3 weeks, and they can't really apply what they learn until they get back. Then they go to Martinsville, which is a short track, and then their first real test is at Texas. So I think they're still slowly trying to regroup from being a little bit behind the eight ball, if you will, the first couple weeks. But, I think Penske and Gibbs, I think they're just going to continue to dominate the season.
That's fascinating, because Kevin Harvick in just pure points is actually sitting third, but he doesn't have that victory yet. And I think that the thing with Harvick, too, is when it starts to become a mental thing, that I think that it really does start to affect him. I think that we would see him run off a couple in a row, you know, potentially two over five races if he gets that first one. May not be in Charlotte, but I think we're eventually going to get there. Let's talk a little bit really about you know, kind of the Hall of Fame. Tony Stewart, I mean, a natural in there. How can you have a Hall of Fame without smoke in it?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of debate between media and fans about older generation of drivers should get in, or drivers or owners should be inducted into the Hall of Fame before people that are still around the sport. And I highly disagree with that statement. I think, like you said, the Hall of Fame, Tony Stewart is shoe in for it. He's a team owner. He's a past champion. And he represents our sport really well. Some ways good, some bad. But yeah, you got it. Tony Stewart's great. I'm happy for Smoke. I'm glad he got in. And then Joe Gibbs, of course, his legacy in our sport will live on forever. And also I want to mention that his son, JD Gibbs, always thinking about him, wish he was still here around the track. And I think that with the Daytona 500 victory and then Joe getting into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, I think that was really, really special for that team.
Well, and of course, Buddy Baker getting in. I mean, I think it's a great class because you talk about that balance between old school driver, actually, and Tony Stewart. And I think he's excellent at bridging the gap, but you got to love Buddy Baker getting in.
Of course, and it's always great to see drivers like that. And then Waddell Wilson also made it in, which is really, really, really great for the sport. I think it was a great year for NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, how can we follow you this weekend at the track?
Yes, sir. So you can follow me on Twitter at m_Corson. That's CORSON. And I'll be writing some content for kickingthetires.net. We'll be doing some feature pieces and stuff like that. So just give us a follow, like on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get your NASCAR news to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming on, and wish you have a good weekend, and hope we can hear from you more in the future.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. All right, that was Matt Corson, but a lot of neat things. I mean, Memorial Day weekend, I mean, whether you're going to, you know, barbecue, go to the lake, you're just going to kick back and watch some races. I mean, a lot of cool stuff. I mean, tomorrow's one of those days where, I mean, I could basically not even leave the house. It would be great. You know, I mean, three big-time races all going on. But programming note, on deck, coming up, you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Scott Cleary and James Yoda. Sorry about that. 6:30. NBA, Bucks versus Raptors, Sunday, 11:35, we got the Dodgers versus Pirates. And we want to invite you to, you know, come and listen to the show, invite people. I mean, I know motorsports is a smaller part of the sports vernacular, but really important to us. I want to thank RJ for all your hard work. And, of course, we're going to go out to the track this afternoon, cover some drag racing, and that's going to be over available to be seen over on ProView. Next week, of course, going to have Jim Costa sitting in this seat, so that ought to be a lot of fun. Not sure if he's going to have any sidekicks or anything, but want to thank you, Kelly, for everything that you do, including being able to cut the interviews and stuff when we send them over. And, of course, you know, dealing with us guys that are doing everything on the fly. So hope you have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend, and you get ready to tune in next week to another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
107, the team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Keller Williams Albuquerque, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.